Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. You can listen to both. It's just as good. You know, okay, so tonight we're joined by Ashley Roberts as well as Sandra Ann Miller. Both, I thought, would be perfect to discuss our sixth show on Perspectives Purpose. And we're talking about purpose, we're talking about life, believing in oneself, and anything worth doing takes complete dedication. It takes dedication and it takes belief to bring it into fruition. And you have what it takes to take your purpose to the next step, as well as a lot of times our purpose is our ultimate dream, and we can make it into a tangible reality. So thank you so much for joining us. Ashley Roberts, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Ash. Oh, I'm doing great. And I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me on the show and thinking of me as a person to talk about believing in yourself and going after your dreams and being determined, because that's truly the lifestyle and the mentality that I live by. And I'm so happy to be here.
I love that you're here, too. Thank you so much, Ashley. I mean, Ashley and I met a long time ago on her show, CW33, and she had several shows, actually, and we met on, what was the name?
DFW Close-Up.
DFW Close-Up, and you had such a great show. And Ashley has this ability to tell a story that's unbelievable and to really bring everybody into it, because she has a strong belief and this want and desire to not only tell the story, but the want and desire to bring knowledge and to entertain the people that are listening, which is absolutely amazing. She has quite a following. Also joining me this evening is Sandra Ann Miller. Sandra's a screenwriter as well in Venice, California. And she is actually working on her own film right now called Black Coffee. It's in development as an independent production. You know, and it's really awesome. She's also written a book, A Sassy Little Guide to Getting Over Him, 10 Steps to Heal Your Heart After an Unhappy Ending. And so that's really cool. So, Sandra, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much for having me, Ashley.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on. So let's talk. Let's get into this. So, Ashley, Sandra, let's wrap our brains around this. So, like, at what age... And, you know, at what age did you know what you wanted to do when you grow up?
I knew it from a very young age. I would say late elementary school, early middle school. You remember back in the day they had those Yak Back recorders and Talk Boy recorders. Those were my favorite. I mean, I think I asked them for either a birthday or Christmas presents. So I'd go around, you know, talking to people, interviewing people. I was always, you know, a chatterbox, but just into hearing people. I was always very observant and just intrigued, inquisitive, interested. And I remember, like, in sixth grade, I did a science project where I dressed up in my mom's suit, and I was pretending to be a meteorologist for, you know, my science class at the time, talking about something, the planets, rather. But that's what I wanted to dress up as. So it just kind of flourished from there, and definitely in high school is when I knew, okay, I want to be in TV, so I took a radio TV film class, loved it, just that even furthered my passion for it, and then that's, you know, I went to school at North Texas, which is a great school for broadcast journalism, and it just flourished from there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. And that really tells you a story, because a lot of times, like, I talk about the Burgess cheek swab test, and that is basically going back to your childhood and really thinking about the memories and bringing all this into your mind about what you really love to do before there was all these responsibilities, before people told you, oh, this is what you have to do to make money, or this is what you have to do to be in our family, or your dad was a doctor, or whatever it is. And so a lot of times we have those issues. What about you, Sandra?
I think I was 3, and I know that sounds a little young, but we had such great television in the 70s. It played almost movies all the time, at least on the weekends. And I would watch the monster matinees with my father, and that would be like Lon Chaney and, you know, the old Frankenstein and Dracula. And I really fell in love with film then. And growing up in a stucco-encrusted suburb, it's really hard to make that leap from falling in love with film to getting into the entertainment industry. So it took me a little while. I actually ended up at a state university studying business, but once I took a video class and edited for the first time, I totally got the bug and ended up going to CalArts to study film.
And I think that is that probably resonates with most people listening, is the whole concept of, I went to school and I went to go get my business degree. And I think that resonates because a lot of times we let time kind of pass by. We know what we love, but maybe we question the concept that that's our purpose, as well as maybe we question, can I actually do that? Will that actually be good for my career?
When your mom says, I'll pay for your tuition if you, you know, major in business, you kind of fall in line.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's so true. And it's like, you know, so on both both concepts, do y'all really feel that what you're doing right now is your true purpose?
Yes. I definitely do. I mean, I knew from such a young age, so it's just like you continue with that and you go after it. And you know it's your purpose when, you know, you're going to work. I say that kind of like lightly because it doesn't feel like work. When you're loving what you're doing, you do feel like that's your purpose because you've sort of found that happy place and you're making a difference in the lives of others and you can feel that you're doing that, but you're also making yourself happy too. So I think that kind of explains what your purpose in life is when you know you're kind of filling the role you're supposed to. You'll feel it in your soul. And I do feel that way.
That's cool. What about you, Sandra? I mean, I agree with that, too. And I think that it resonates with you within you. And I think that over a period of time, too, once you actually grow to believe yourself and to maybe, you know, accept the fact that this is true, it only kind of maximizes your power and your ability to actually keep pushing through to make this an attainable goal.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's harder when the success doesn't come as quickly or as easily as you'd like. But when you still have that burning passion or desire to do it, and when you are doing it, you're happy. No matter how bad things might be around you, you're happy doing that, and that's your confirmation.
I agree with that, and I also wonder, you brought this up earlier, and I think both of y'all have, you know, about the concept of getting over hurdles and getting over, like, things that kind of get in our pathway to having our purpose. On both realms, explain some of the hurdles and some of the things that y'all both had to go through, because I know that our audience is dealing with that same situation right now in their life, and they're wanting to know, hey, is this normal that I'm having to go through this, or is other people dealing with this?
Well, I think...
Go ahead, Sandra.
Sorry, Ashley.
Oh, that's all good.
I think the biggest hurdle I had, and this isn't any sort of a boo-hoo thing, is I came from a very middle-class, blue-collar family. So to want something kind of outside of going to a 9-to-5 job, which is very respectable and understandable, to want something very different, who do you think you are? It was kind of what was put at me by my family, and that took a while. Who do I think I am to break into this or to take these risks and all of that? So that was probably the first hurdle, and it took a little longer than it should have to get over it.
Ashley, what about you?
Yeah, and for me, Ash, I just think it was, once I graduated from college, many of my colleagues and friends at school who were broadcast journalism majors, they all went off to, you know, it's the norm to go off to the small TV market and get their experience there and then move up in their career that way. For me, I had a goal in mind. I want to stay in Dallas, a number 5 news market, pretty much straight from college. So I had to figure out, okay, how am I going to make this happen? So I found gigs around this, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area, done television for the city of Irving and for a website called DFW Reporting, just to kind of gain that experience and then go back to the CW and say, all right, I've gained these skills, so come on and give me a job. I can do this. Bring it on. I know I'm able to. I may not be the norm, but I believe that there is an exception to every rule, and I wanted to be the exception to that rule. So that was a hurdle for me, and it did take a lot of work and perseverance and confidence, but, you know, I can say I didn't, and I think anyone who has that mindset can also do it.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And we're going to talk more about this in the next couple of segments tonight. And I agree with both of y'all, if y'all don't mind hanging on the line. The reason why I asked both Ashley Roberts and Sandra Miller to be here is both of them are amazing women. Both of them have the drive and the ability, and both of them know their true purpose. Both of them have dealt with hurdles. Both of them consistently do. We all do. There are always going to be hurdles no matter what. And so I thought this was intrinsic for the sixth show. So when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit of our new third segment, as well as more of the Perspectives Pulse, as well as hearing more about Sandra and Ashley's, not only their purpose, but a lot of times what they want in their future, what they're aiming for, and the amount of work it goes into being able to do this, and also the work and the mind work that it takes to really believe in oneself on a day-to-day basis. So stay tuned. Keep us on Perspectives Live here on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. And yeah, you know it. We're going to be back in two shakes.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. 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 Your beauty realized.